Aleichem. Question number one is, who are these angels who are welcoming? Right, so you know the Gemara in Shabbos says that there are two angels which come to your Shabbos table, the good one, the bad one. If they see it set and the lights are lit beautifully, and then they want to come back, even the bad one has to bust you that it should be like this next week. And if not, then no. Then we don't want to talk about that. So that's the source of the two angels in the Shalom Aleichem song. But the question is, what's an angel? So I'd say there's three pshats. Pshat number one is literally they're angels. I don't know if they have wings or whatever, but there's spiritual forces who visit you on Shabbat. Yeah? So, you heard this story that my wife she's telling a lot of people. It was in the news recently. 2 weeks ago, there was an attempted terrorist, and he was stalking this lady, and the lady ended up calling the police and arresting the terrorist because he was trying to stab her. So then they asked the terrorist later, why didn't he do it? He said, I saw these two big burly men standing by her. So they asked her, were there two? He was like, no, there's no one there. But I was singing B'Shem Hashem the whole time. I was singing B'Shem Hashem because I felt so scared. So who knows? Who knows? Obviously, it could be very literally there are these Shabbos angels, whatever that means, who are by us on Shabbos. The second shot I'd say is this week's Parsha. Avram goes out to greet he sees three people, right? It turns out those people end up being angels. Right? We see in the Lodster, but in the Torah they're always called Anashim, people, right? So Shlomo says that who are the angels? We are. The children are, we're all messengers sent from Hashem, because if I'm meeting you right now, Baal Shem Tov says, I really wanted to meet you. Somehow my soul needs to meet you. So every person you meet is an angel sent from Hashem, so whoever's at your Shabbos table, they're the angel. They're the children of the angel. That's a good question. I don't know. So hold on, because you could answer it. If B'tzeitcha means when you need to leave, you can leave. Then we're not kicking out. So that's one answer. So that answer works with that answer. And third explanation, I would say this is my favorite answer, is what I imagine. Angels are referring to the Neshama Yetera, like God sends the Malach, special energy that we feel in Shabbat. Okay, so those are the three
pieces. Right, I've always related to it more than that. The third way. However, then I never got
to
come to
Shabbat,
because that was
my question. You want that. Without leaving. Exactly. Okay, so now the second biggest question is, B'tzeitchem l'shalom. Why are we saying goodbye to them? They just got here. It doesn't make sense.
There's
two different verses. Some people say they have eyes with Tzeichem, and then the third one does with Tzeichem.
Okay.
So let's make Seder. Look at that. So, why does it say Tzeichem Mishalom? So first of all, many Sephardim don't say Tzeichem Mishalom. They take out this paragraph exactly for this reason. Why do we want the angels to leave? They just got here. It doesn't make any sense. That's explanation number one. Yeah, many people do not say Tzeichem Mishalom. I've been at a lot of Shabbos tables.
Sephardim?
I've seen more Sephardim do it.
Okay.
Second, is many people change it to Bit Tzeichem Mishalom. When you want to leave. You don't have to stay. You want to stay.
More like in your leaving after Shabbos.
Right. So it would make sense to say Tzeichem Mishalom after Shabbos. Do the last part. But we don't want them to leave either. We could start in a minute. Okay? But in terms of the minhag of many people to say Tzeichem Mishalom, so how do we justify that? The classic explanation. So, I'd say three explanations that I heard that I like. Explanation number one is, listen, they made their rounds. They said, what's up? Now they got to go to the next house. There's a lot of people to see. So that's a funny explanation. Deeper explanation, going a little deeper. I don't remember who says this, but I've seen a lot of Sfarim. We're saying goodbye to the whole angels, and we're greeting the Shabbos angels. Yom Tov. We're greeting the holy Shabbos angels. They got there, but then when we say, once the Shabbos angels and the holy angels are there, we say goodbye to the whole angels. Every day they're angels. We say goodbye to the whole angels. We bring the Shabbos angels in, just like to the Shabbos angels, and send Tzeitchem to the whole angels. And it's like Olim Yordim, Halachim Olim Yordim in the Yaakov story.
Yeah, but that's what I would say, like, my
Why don't we use
that? Right.
Okay. I don't know if you ask Akasha on a Hasidic explanation.
You got it. Why do you have to?
No, you didn't do. Jordan, come to the last 30 seconds. Sorry.
Why do you say
you get yourself a pie.
What does that mean?
We say goodbye to the angels if they just and the angels got there. It's not very nice.
Well,
deep question.
I mean, I don't really understand angels yet, so I can't.
Well, that was kind of the idea. I came to the first part of the show where we explained angels. You missed it. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I know there's ways of explaining angels, but I don't understand.
Well, we like to explain that it was a messenger from God, an energy force, a messenger from God, like the Neshama Yitevah. That was our favorite explanation. Anyways, so check this third explanation of the Chafetz Chaim, brought down in Pinkus' book on Shabbos Kodesh. It's an awesome explanation. The second Chafetz Chaim story I'm saying today. So the Chafetz Chaim said that the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh Kodeshim, the holiest day of the year, the holiest, representing the Jewish people, so the Midrash says, even the angels aren't there. They have to leave. Okay. Why? That's a moment of yichud. It's a yichud room between the Jewish people and Hashem. In the yichud room, no one else can be there. So even the angels have to leave. Again, it's only the Kohen Gadol representing the Jewish people and God during that moment of intimacy. So similarly...
So why do they come?
Oh, so hold on. So similarly, at the Shabbos table, that's our moment of yichud, of total intimacy with Hashem. Because who comes down to our Shabbos table when we're saying Seichem L'Shalom? The Shechina. Now, Atkina Sudata, now the God's presence comes into our Shabbos meal. So we say goodbye to the angels. So now you're going to ask me, why did the angels come in the first place? The angels came to set the energy, to bring that holy energy. Like when you have a band, you have a concert, you have the first band that kind of creates the energy. And they open, and the second band, Mamash brings it home. So they have the holy angels. They bring the holy Shabbos energy, and then when we say Tzedekah Mashalom, we're saying goodbye to them, and we're bringing in the Shechina into our lives. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.